This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Wednesday, the 15th day of June, 2016. Hillary literally is funded by Saudi Arabia, who runs ISIS. That's why anti-terrorism specialists aren't even allowed to investigate the mosque where the mass killer came from. Let's air this report from John Bowne, then we'll kick off the main transmission.
Career criminal mastermind Hillary Clinton wants your vote. So let's take a look at what is fueling her presidential campaign. Because a small percentage of shallow, misinformed voters will cast their vote for Hillary based on plastic values determined by her sex, her shallow political experience, and her hollow promises rather than the criminal indulgences Hillary has left in her wake as a corporatized public servant for the hijacked U.S. federal government. Hillary's New World Order cohort, President Obama, utilized the Hegelian dialectic to simply lie out of both sides of his mouth to get elected, racking up countless broken promises, a tactic Hillary wields with abandon. Currently, the latest hellhound on Hillary's trail is the fact that 20% of Hillary's campaign is funded by none other than the royal family of Saudi Arabia. That's right. Hillary is funded by those responsible for 9/11, the country that bought its way onto the United Nations Human Rights Council, while simultaneously beheading its own citizens, bringing the 2016 death toll to 95 as of June 2, 2016. Saudi Arabia has a legal system based on Sharia law with a Sharia law mole compromising a potential U.S. president in the form of the Muslim Brotherhood-linked Huma Abedin via her parents and her brothers. True to form, faux feminist Hillary wants to deflect the fact that the greatest woman-hating country on planet Earth is funding 20% of her campaign.
Good people will sit there and go to an interfaith gathering and hear women talk about how wonderful that Islam was the first to give women their rights, that Islam protects women, Islam... So listen to all these things that Islam is supposed to be good for women and just sit there and like baby birds when the mother bird feeds them, they drop the worm down the mouth.
Meanwhile, ISIS is selling six-year-olds into sex slavery and it's Saudi Arabian approval.
When you enter the world of Islam, you enter a world in which everything has two meanings and everything is upside down. And everything you think you know, it's the opposite of that. It's like Islam is permanent opposite day.
We and our allies must work hand in hand to dismantle the networks that move money and propaganda and arms and fighters around the world. We have to stem the flow of jihadists from Europe and America to Iraq, Syria, Afghanistan, and then back again. The only way to do this is by working closely with our partners, strengthening our alliances, not weakening them or walking away from them. Trump's words will be, in fact, they already are, a recruiting tool for ISIS to help them increase its ranks of people willing to do what we saw in Orlando. General Petraeus said recently that demonizing a religious faith and its adherents will come at a great cost, not just to our values, but to our men and women in uniform and our national security.
But Hillary knows who butters her globalist bread. Zero Hedge reports, as a reminder, it is illegal in the United States for foreign countries to try to influence the outcome of elections by funding candidates. That appears not to have stopped the Saudis, however. Saudi Arabian Prince Mohammed was quoted as saying, Saudi Arabia always has sponsored both Republican and Democratic Party of America. And in America, current election also provide with full enthusiasm 20% of the cost of Hillary Clinton's election, even though some events in the country don't have a positive look to support the king of a woman for presidency. Forgive the bad English. The report did not remain on the website for long, although the Washington-based Institute for Gulf Affairs later republished an Arabic version of it, which quoted Prince Mohammed as having said Saudi Arabia had provided with full enthusiasm an undisclosed amount of money to Hillary Clinton. It's simple. A vote for Hillary is a vote for the continued slaughter and subjugation of American citizens under the emerging acceptance of Sharia law over the values expressed in the United States Constitution. It's really that simple. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
That is Veritas. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
There is a war against Christianity. Fight back with EPH612.com, the only clothing line for strong Christian men of faith. EPH612.com clothing is premium quality, 100% made in the USA, and has free shipping on all orders. Wear the brand made for Christian warriors. Visit EPH612.com for truth in Christian clothing.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
I have talked to multiple individuals in the federal government, including people that have been at the scene of the shooting Saturday night in Orlando, Florida, who have told me directly that they're not even allowed to say the word radical Islam when they're doing investigations and questioning people. They're not even allowed to visit the mosque that he attended where the imam says kill the gays. They are not even allowed to engage in any form of investigation. Then we see the media saying the FBI dropped the ball, the FBI did a terrible job, the FBI are a bunch of idiots. I'm not in the business of defending the FBI. Everybody knows that. I'm in the business of getting to the facts. And I've seen it over and over and over again with San Bernardino, with Fort Hood, with Orlando, with the Army, Navy, Marine Corps recruiting events, with the cop shot, with the guy screaming Allah Akbar on video in Philadelphia. On and on and on. Same story in Europe, but even worse. More events where it's confirmed that Hollande, Merkel, Cameron, Barack Obama, then Attorney General, Eric Holder, Jed Johnson now, are all ordering federal investigators to basically stand down investigations. WorldNet Daily broke that with a whistleblower on Sunday. We wrote a story about it on Monday. DrudgeReport.com picked it up. And there are the witnesses to the fact that Hillary, still at the head of the State Department, blocked an investigation of the very mosque where this guy went. These people are allowed to go on TV. I played the clip probably 10 times. I can play it again. There's new ones today. Of this guy's imam saying, in English, we kill the homosexuals for compassion. We must kill them. It's what we do. We just kill them. Here, let's play it one more time. Let's go ahead and play it.
We have to have compassion for people. With homosexuals, the same. Out of compassion, let's get rid of him now.
And again, that's the second half of the clip. Play the full clip. He says first, you know, that we have to kill them out of compassion. Let's play that full clip for folks.
That is the sentence. I mean, look, there's nothing to be embarrassed about this. Death is the sentence.
Hit pause, please. Death is the sentence. There's nothing to be embarrassed about that. That's what it is. Death is the sentence. So we do it out of compassion. We kill them. This guy is allowed to operate, and the FBI, counterterrorism forces, are not allowed to go interview him. Oh, and guess what's in the news today? Mr. Matin's daddy, that dresses up in military uniforms on YouTube and calls for the death of homosexuals, he has visited Barack Obama in the White House. Repeatedly. You cannot make this stuff up. You cannot make this bizarro land garbage up. We have a new video. It's up on drudgereport.com as well. The story's from Infowars.com, where the top Islamic speaker admits killing gays is a belief held by, quote, moderate Muslims. And it's a long clip. We're going to play it coming up. But first, just out of the gates, I want to play for you, instead of just reading these headlines, so it sinks in. We've heard Hillary, we've heard Bernie Sanders, we've heard Obama say ban semi-autos. Get some reasonable laws in place. You know, make them get licenses. The guy had a license. The guy worked as a subdivision of Homeland Security. His brother-in-law runs shipping in the jihadi refugees. UN Human Rights Chief says U.S. needs robust gun regulation. That's their response. CNS News. CBS News. Jed Johnson, the head of Homeland Security. Gun control is now a matter of Homeland Security. Yeah, it's outside of Congress. He'll do whatever he wants while they tell illegals of every type, just go ahead and skip your deportation hearing or your immigration hearing. And 90%+ just skip it. Nothing's ever done. Illegal immigrants who overstay visas almost never caught. Feds admit. Washington Times Congressional Report. It's all a total, complete joke. But we're told, oh, we're getting rid of all of your freedoms and spying on you and coming after your guns to keep you safe, when these are the authors of our peril. So we have a bunch of clips today. Obama says restrict guns to combat homegrown terror. Homegrown. He went to Saudi Arabia. His parents immigrated over here in the 80s, were Mujahideen, a.k.a. proto-Al-Qaeda. They're running around shooting their mouths off. The mosque, his dad, all these people. His brother-in-law is involved in anti-Trump activities and boycotts. Just like the Mexican judge, who's a La Raza member and wants open borders and is a globalist and is allied racially or nationally with a group, he shouldn't be ruling on Donald Trump matters because the guy is involved in a group boycotting Donald Trump. But they turn that into Donald Trump's racist. No, Donald Trump's a nationalist. He's sick of people organizing themselves into religious and racial groups and attacking the country in gangs. That's what the KKK is. That's what La Raza is. That's what the Muslim Brotherhood is with the Hillary's girlfriend, one of the top honchos in that. This woman backs groups that don't want women outside without hoods over their head, but she prances around in Louis Vuitton $4,000 dresses and $5,000 handbags on TV. $2,000 shoes. Hopping around red carpets, you know, loving on Hillary. What a sick joke. And then she's backing a group that keeps women as slaves because she's a slave master. Who's the number one bankroller of Hillary? Under Obama, it was Goldman Sachs. Under Hare Hillary, the Saudi Arabian government gives her 20% of her public campaign money. I mean, this is a group of just out-of-control lunatics. And now Hillary, more and more on the campaign trail, is just acting totally delusional and over-the-top confident and just gyrating and acting like a weird chicken or something. Just like, I mean, she is getting weirder and weirder and weirder and weirder. I mean, this is a fruitcake loon above the law, surrounded by smiling sycophants, kissing her diseased rump, and just letting her just run giant money laundering operations that make Iran-Contra look like child's play. And Iran-Contra was a takeout communist. And I'm against it because it was illegal and it grows into this type of illegal stuff. But it wasn't bringing Sharia law in and building hundreds of mosques in the U.S. These people are traitors. They are the plague. They are a disease. Can you guys pull me up the full quote of Cicero, the Roman senator, philosopher, historian about the traitor? Cicero's quote on the traitor. Or Cicero, the traitor is the plague, is how it ends. But first, let's just start getting some clips. Let's go to Obama says restrict guns to combat homegrown terror. This is not homegrown. This is transplanted garbage. Here it is.
If we really want to help law enforcement protect Americans from homegrown extremists, the kind of tragedies that occurred at San Bernardino, and that now have occurred in Orlando. There is a meaningful way to do that. We have to make it harder for people who want to kill Americans to get their hands on weapons of war that let them kill dozens of innocents. It is absolutely true. We cannot prevent every tragedy. But we know that consistent with the Second Amendment, there are common sense steps that could reduce gun violence.
Total lies.
Could reduce the lethality of somebody who intends to do other people harm. We should give ATF the resources they need to enforce the gun laws that we already have. People with possible ties to terrorism who aren't allowed on a plane shouldn't be allowed to buy a gun.
All right, let's just pause right there. I have to stop it. I have to talk through some of this. Let's back it up. Remember Rahm Emanuel, when they were running for office in 2007, said to the handgun control group, he said, listen, we're going to put people on no-fly list, and then we can say they're on a no-gun buy list. Millions of people on no-fly list, they're innocent. No judge, no jury. You don't go after the real jihadis. You block the FBI from going after them in San Bernardino and in Florida and in every other case. You tie their hands. Then when there's an attack, you come out with the leftist press and blame them, and then on top of it, you want to put everybody on a no-gun buy list where there's no judge, no jury, no nothing. The Southern Poverty Law Center, or ADL, just says so, and then magically you suddenly have your guns taken and can't buy guns anymore. He's saying, let's get rid of due process. Let's take the 68 Gun Control Act and say it doesn't just apply to felons. It applies to anybody we want, whenever we want. Outrageous. Ending due process is what he says to, quote, stop homegrown terrorists when it's not homegrown. It's transplanted. You've been protecting it. And the guy had special licenses and worked as an armed security guard to a big foreign British mercenary group that's heavily involved bringing the refugees in. Every level of what he says is a lie. So he says, quote, restrict guns to combat homegrown terror. Well, we'll finish the clip as we go out to break. We'll come back with more. Here it is.
Enough talking about being tough on terrorism. Actually be tough on terrorism.
And you know, that's enough. Back it up 15 seconds. We're going to break. We're going to come back with it. Enough talking about getting tough on terror. I told you, they bring the terrorists in, they protect the terrorists, they let them attack. When they attack, they blame our guns in due process and try to sew up what's left of American freedom. I mean, this is cut and dry. We were correct on target.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add NewHarvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com. If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple $1,000s worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Jones here back live. I want to be clear. Being right and sitting up here and saying our analysis was correct of what they were going to do with radical Islamic invasion, it's not about bragging and saying we were right. It's about pointing out, uh-oh, we're dead on. Our worst concerns and analysis have been confirmed. we better gear up to try to stop the next phase of this. They bring in the jihadis, they protect them, they allow them to start attacking, they activate with previous generation invasion forces. This is the way Islam works, especially the Wahhabist version of it, run out of Saudi Arabia. And then the client governments that have been bought off and paid off by these groups start saying, you've got to give up your free speech, you've got to give up your guns, you've got to give up your rights, you're the ones making Islam do this. Obama is on TV right now saying, we don't need to use this term radical Islam. Well, it's Orthodox Islam, period. This is what Islam is now. You could debate different periods of Islam or whatever, but it's very expansionist, it's very authoritarian, it's very anti-female, it's very anti-Western freedom, it's out of control, it's bought off our politicians. We're in deep trouble. It's infiltrated the security apparatus. I thought forever they were just letting some of these people attack because they wanted to get more of our rights and freedoms, but instead they're allowing a total takeover. And so we have people like the number one guy on Twitter, Milo Yiannopoulos, who's a gay conservative. That's the top story on Drudge Report. Gay Wars is the headline, who has been banned from a speech that he was going to give today in Florida by the police. Police cancel Milo Yiannopoulos Orlando speech on Muslims and gays. This is his speech, and the police canceled free speech in America over the top. Then there's this. Guess what? Now that he's been disappeared there, now they've disappeared him and his tens of millions of followers off of Twitter. Milo Yiannopoulos has been suspended from Twitter. The controversial conservative flamethrower was booted off the social network site Wednesday for reasons that have yet to be determined, though Milo has been under fierce attack from Muslims for his criticism of the left for choosing Islam over gays. That's just what he's saying is true. That's why they're so scared of it. And the police, don't you worry, have canceled him speaking, and now he gets to be kicked off Twitter and see people go, oh, well, that's fine, and kick him off. Oh, you'll be next. Then Drudge will be next. You see how that works? I told you, Europe arrests people by the thousands every week to criticize Islam, radical Islam, in any way online. We got video of people handing out flyers in Dresden just calling for sovereignty. They were being ticketed or arrested. It's on video. This is going on, and now it's here. And don't worry, though. They're not just going after your free speech. They're going after your guns, and they're going to make you comply. And Islam isn't going to stop attacking us. Every time Islam attacks, it'll be our fault. We didn't submit enough. We weren't politically correct enough. And even, you know, the protected group, the sacred cow of the gays, our media won't really report when they're throwing them by the thousands per city off roofs or chopping their heads off. They don't care about you. They just know that gays tend to give more money than any other group. Gay men and women give the number one amount overall of individual political contributions. Jews are number two. Just look it up in the metric. That's why they claim they care about you so much and want you to politically think they're your friends. They could care less about you. If you want to be a chump, keep being one, keep giving your money. But divorce lawyers lobbied for 20 years to get gay marriage in so they can now get your property. Just, I mean, if you want to get suckered, you've really come to the right place with the New World Order. So I'm going to finish up with this Obama clip, come back, get to DHS secretary basically saying the same thing, that outside of law, they're coming for our guns. They mean business. But let's go ahead and play this clip of Obama.
Actually be tough on terrorism and stop making it easy as possible for terrorists to buy assault weapons.
Okay, he bought it legally.
State the assault weapons ban. Had it harder for terrorists to use these weapons to kill us.
Had a registration.
Otherwise, despite extraordinary efforts across our government, by local law enforcement,
across our government,
by our intelligence agencies, by our military,
banning speeches,
all the sacrifices that folks make, these kinds of events are going to keep on happening.
That's right. He knows that.
And the weapons are only going to get more powerful.
Yeah, he knows the attacks are going to keep happening because he runs the Muslim Brotherhood with his cousin. He knows it's going to get bad because he's importing jihad and ordering the FBI and others to stand down so they can attack, because they're going to kill logic and take your free speech, my free speech, and our guns, and everything else in the process. I predicted all of it. People said it doesn't make sense, though. They bring them in, they let them attack, then it's our fault? That's right. That's right. That's how this works. This is how they kill the free republic.
We're on
bringing
the march.
Incompatible the people in.
On the run.
That work for the White House.
Alex Jones.
His dad went to the White House.
Radio Network.
Hell, Obama probably directed it.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Want to play that Obama clip that we just played earlier one more time. It is only 2 minutes and 2 seconds long, and it is the most sickening, total disinformation I have ever heard in my life. In fact, I'm going to play it right now from the start, but stop and dissect each piece of it one more time. Let's cue that up, and then let's just go through it piece by piece, okay? So just be ready every few seconds to stop it. Go ahead and roll pure deception. Here it is.
If we really want to help law enforcement protect Americans from homegrown extremists.
Hit pause. If we really want to help law enforcement protect us from homegrown extremists. Do you catch both the lies? They've been blocking law enforcement at every turn on record systematically with these mosques and coordinating with the mosque. There's a total pattern now. With the foreign governments financing it at the local level, but also at the national level, giving campaign money to Obama and Hillary and other Democrats. I mean, this is unprecedentedly evil. This is espionage. This is foreign infiltration. So if we really want to help law enforcement stop homegrown extremists, this is not homegrown. This is foreign, financed, run, pledged allegiance to ISIS, directed by ISIS, part of the ISIS cult. It's like a way of life. It's directed. You buy into it, you get the book, you get the publications, you follow it. Total lies. And what, we're 8 seconds into it? How many seconds into the 2-minute clip are we? Yeah, 8 seconds in. Let's back it up again and just start from the beginning, and then I'll let it go forward. Just play up. Go ahead, please.
If we really want to help law enforcement protect Americans from homegrown extremists, the kind of tragedies that occurred at San Bernardino and that now have occurred in Orlando.
Hit pause. Let's go all the way. I'm going to start at the start, from the very start of the clip. San Bernardino and Orlando. I mean, we had Army, Navy, Marine Corps shooting. We had Fort Hood. We had all these others, and they won't say it's jihad there. And he's up there using what they have helped happen to go after the American people's sacred right that started the Revolutionary War in 1775, that was officiated in 1776, July 4th. That's what it's all about. They're striking at the heart of it. These vipers. I mean, this guy is such a viper. I mean, just look at this guy. Look at him. I mean, it's Twilight Zone that our elite are this soft, even though they're corrupt, would put something this venomous in office that just wants to engage in the bizarre ritual of bringing in these horrible, filthy jihadis to then kill us and then blame us for it. Play it from the start.
If we really want to help law enforcement protect Americans from homegrown extremists, the kind of tragedies that occurred at San Bernardino and that now have occurred in Orlando, there is a meaningful way to do that. We have to make it harder for people who want to kill Americans to get their hands on weapons.
All right, hit pause. Back it up 10 seconds. I'm sorry, we had to do this as a cold college class. I could teach a one-year course on this two-minute, two-second clip. Seriously. Just analyzing. This is pure satanic eat lies. I mean, only the devil could string something together that is a pure lie from start to finish. He just said that if we want to stop this, we've got to have meaningful controls. When this guy worked for an international security company contracted by Homeland Security and is running around with licensed guns in New York and Florida and casing the joint, and co-workers are warning about him, threatening to kill people, but the boss is politically correct at the globalist security company, it's beyond that, and won't do anything, and the FBI comes twice and is ordered to stand down, and his imam is saying, kill gays, his father is on YouTube saying, kill gays, and then Obama blames the American people and the Second Amendment and lies and says that there was no background check and nothing was done to stop him, and at the end of the clip threatens everyone cryptically and says, there's going to be more of these and they're going to get bigger. Oh, we know you're going to have your people go into a school and kill 300 school kids. I just can see it. I've said nightclubs, schools, elementary kids, and then get ready. They're going to come out and blame John Wayne, folks. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I mean, Obama is really showing who he is here, folks. And to his constituents that may tune into the show, the Young Turks, people like that, I know you're on their payroll, but man. I guess you're a Young Turk. You're part of the alliance. Oh, I see. God Almighty. We are in so much trouble. But we deserve it. We've become so soft. I mean, we're just this bastion of freedom compared to other places. We've just been overrun with tyranny, overrun with aggressive civilizations that have been at war with themselves for thousands of years. And we just have no immune system to this. We are falling to every form of bullying. We are a broken, broken nation, like a prostitute, a $20 prostitute who's had cigarettes put out on her for 20 years and been beaten with coat hangers by her pimp. And finally, he's selling her off for $500 to guys that are going to film a snuff film with her. We're just being sent like an old horse to the Elmer's glue factory to be rendered down into glue. And presiding over, it's this slimy, seedy, gross, fake creature that goes on all the entertainment shows and is worshipped by all the empty-headed, soulless yuppies. Let's continue with the pure deception.
There is a meaningful way to do that. We have to make it harder for people who want to kill Americans to get their hands on weapons of war that let them kill dozens of innocents. It is absolutely true. We cannot prevent every tragedy.
All right, back it up, Tim. We, the American people, our right is allowing weapons of war to get to jihadis when he's funded jihadis all over the Middle East to overthrow countries and ship high-impact TOW missiles, Stinger missiles, anti-tank, anti-aircraft weapons to the people who are running around murdering Christians en masse by the hundreds of thousands. He and Hillary are openly shipping them the weapons. They're openly on the payroll, and they turn around and say that we are giving jihadi weapons. No. And then we learn in Fast and Furious that they're shipping guns to Mexico to the jihadis. That's confirmed. So see, everything they're accusing us of is exactly what he's doing. If you invert what he's saying, we got our sleeper cells in place in America. There's a lot of attacks coming. Get ready for it. We're going to blame your Second Amendment, your free speech, and we're going to take everything you got. Submit to us. We're taking over. Let's continue.
Kill Americans to get their hands on weapons of war that let them kill dozens of innocents.
Hit pause again. You just heard the other lie. He just said, Americans. They had this guy from, what was it, Morocco, that stabbed two people to death yesterday. People he knew, liberals that trusted him. He came to their house, killed two Frenchmen, a man and a woman. And then the news said, the Frenchman killed them, not the Islamists, the Frenchman. And now this guy hates America. This guy's parents, came here, had him here. He's all hooked in bringing in refugees. He's not an American. He attacks Americans. He kills Americans. And then they turn it around and say, we can't let Americans get weapons of war. He won't say Islamists. He'll say Americans. See, Obama goes further than just not letting us say it's Islam or even radical Islam. He says it's America that did this. It's the guns that did this. You did this. I did this. I mean, this is so evil. They sit down with the speechwriters and they write this stuff, just shoveling it at you. And all the leftists go on their Facebook walls and they run around on their different websites and they go, Alex, are you proud of yourself now? And emails I've got. You Americans with your guns. When are you going to stop it? Here's the guy allowing all this to happen, ordering the FBI to stand down on record. Why is that imam not arrested of his church? Going, we must kill them. We must execute the gays, the homosexuals. It's the compassionate thing to do. You do it. We do not apologize. He's saying, go kill people. That's not free speech. That's a call to action. But that's okay. Because the FBI and anti-terrorism forces were officially told. I've talked to the sources. You're not allowed to even ask about Islam in your investigation because this isn't Islam that happened. Oh, and then witnesses, victims. We've interviewed two of them. Saw multiple shooters. And guess what they're now saying? They're taking down the Facebook pages of people that say that. And there's liberal outrage. How dare you imply this was an organized Islamic plot? How dare you Our cult leader said it wasn't. It was America's fault. He said so. I mean, what is it we won't put up with? You're in a cult, folks, if you follow this. I'm not talking to our main audience. I'm talking to the cult members. Let's finish up the clip. There's so many lies in the verbiage, you know, in the words being used. It's dizzying. It's dizzying. Here it is.
It is absolutely true. We cannot prevent every tragedy. But we know that, consistent with the Second Amendment, there are common sense steps that could reduce gun violence and could reduce the lethality.
Hit pause. None of them are common sense. All the stuff they want's already in place. They keep acting like it wasn't. They keep acting like he didn't have a license. They keep acting like he wasn't hooked into Homeland Security. They keep acting like his dad didn't visit the White House. They keep acting like his brother doesn't work with contractors of Homeland Security, bringing in more jihadis. They keep acting like they're not protecting the mosque. They keep acting like all of this, again, just we need some common sense. Come on, America. We had Americans. We had an American do this. Americans are doing some bad stuff. We just need to take their guns and their speech. And you got Milo Yiannopoulos, who had the most Twitter followers out there. It's just a gargantuan number. And he's going to give a speech in Orlando, and he's banned. I've had the ACLU ask me to become a co-signer in a lawsuit to be able to even speak and get a public permit in Cleveland to defend free speech. They won't even give Roger Stone and the group I'm involved in the permit. So they say you can meet for 1 hour, 5 miles away behind a building in some free speech zone. So Cleveland to ban Trump supporters outside RNC. This is the same formula you're seeing in Europe. It's here. Now, there's so many lies. I got to just finish the clip. But the threat's coming up. Here it is.
Of somebody who intends to do other people harm. We should give ATF the resources they need to enforce the gun laws that we already have.
Expand the gun grabbers.
People with possible ties to terrorism who aren't allowed on a plane.
Yeah, get rid of due process.
Shouldn't be allowed to buy a gun.
Just got to work for Homeland Security.
Enough talking about being tough on terrorism. Actually be tough.
Oh, yeah. Quit talking about being tough. Actually be tough and help fund Al-Qaeda, now known as ISIS, to invade all these countries and overthrow our allies in Egypt and other areas. This is incredible. This guy is running an Islamic jihad invasion into our country. He went to madrasas as a child. He is literally attacking our nation. Literally. You can say he's the head of Al-Qaeda in the United States. He is. He is funding it. He is protecting it. I talked to federal sources. They said, no, absolutely. We know. We know Hillary is on their payroll. We know they're getting funding from the same group that funds ISIS. We know. We are literally ordered to do nothing. Oh, but they want to pass more laws, taking more of our liberties, to use it against the American people. Let's finish the clip. Here's the threat.
Actually be tough on terrorism and stop making it easy as possible for terrorists to buy assault weapons.
Okay. Terrorist.
Reinstate the assault weapons ban. Make it harder for terrorists to use these weapons to kill us.
Ban the guns.
Otherwise, despite extraordinary efforts across our government, by local law enforcement, by our intelligence agencies, by our military, despite all the sacrifices that folks make, these kinds of events are going to keep on happening. And the weapons are only going to get more powerful.
Oh, yeah, I bet you're cooking something up big, brother. It's a very dangerous time to be alive, folks. They're making their move. This is the attempted takedown of America. God help us. I've never seen anything this naked, anything this brazen, anything this deceptive. This is truly sickening. Let me stop right there. We need to take it in our own hands to be healthy. We need to take it in our own hands to be prepared. And one of the biggest things folks can do is take Living Defense Harmful Organism Cleanse. It's 120 capsules. It's a big bottle. It's 27 ingredients of known herbs and known compounds that will knock out bad parasites across the spectrum, from wild-crafted black walnut greenhull to organic wormwood. That's why they called it wormwood. You took the wood to get rid of worms. And it just goes on through all the known ingredients that are also good for you on so many other fronts. This is really just a super health pill. but it's got things in it that the little garbage operators don't like. I've started a 6-week cleanse. I'm taking a low dose of it, of just one pill a day. Has really worked good for me. It's the second time I've done it. This sold out in 2 days when we got the first run. This run was 3 times bigger, but it is shelling out. It will be completely sold out by Friday or Sunday at current rates. We're not doing the special anymore, 20% off. But it's still well worth it, and the profit we make is needed to fund this operation. And this is something definitely everybody should certainly do. Also, DNA Force has been sold out. It is now back in stock. Again, DNA Force is now back in stock. Deep research, patented ingredients, difficult to source. That is the most powerful product we have. It is nutraceutical grade. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. And also, we have 20% off all Alexa Pure water filtration systems at InfoWarsStore.com. You get free shipping on all orders, $50 or more, and you get 10% off additional on any item you get auto ship on, like organic coffee or the different supplements. Be sure and check out the 10% off on those that sign up for auto ship and the free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. Stay with us. We're going to play more Gun Grab clips right ahead.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, 3 times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple $1,000s worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed.
I spent a good 25 minutes on that one Obama clip just to analyze how it's all pure lies and all total deception. And quite frankly, there's a bunch of other lies I didn't even address, because everything he said was a 360 lie. It was just pure, perfect deception. And that's the key to their operations, is just get everybody basically enveloped in a total lie where the whole universe is an artificial fraud. Notice he said, we've got to stop the violence. Well, Matt just popped in my ear during the break and he said, what about arming people? What about people in the nightclub being armed? What about the idea of there not being a three-hour SWAT team response? Exactly. And then what about stopping the violence, not letting this jihadi operate and threaten people? But his coworkers wouldn't report him, even though he threatened to kill people, because he was Muslim and that'd be politically incorrect. Well, no, the big British Merck company he works for seems to only hire Muslims to run security, from airport security to you name it. Why don't we just hire child molesters to run all the daycares in America? I mean, why don't we hire foxes to guard hen houses? Tim Kennedy, counterterrorism expert, and I'm just going to leave it at that, okay? He's just high-level counterterrorism, as you're going to get. That's what he does in the Army. I'm just going to stop right there. He's going to give you what he can tell you on what's really happening from his sources, and I also have sources that I'm going to bounce off of him and see what he can say. But he concurred with me this morning, there is a total stand-down. Total stand-down. They know who the groups are. They're all over the place. And they are getting ready. That's why Obama looks at the camera and he said, there will be more and it will be worse. That was an open threat. You give us your guns, you give us your speech, or the Muslim terror cells are going to activate. We are now under Islamic jihad terror rule in America. And don't think the Republicans, when they get in, unless it's Donald Trump, are going to stop this. They love it. They love the death of logic where I get shut off the radio because I'm talking about this. That's happening on some stations. Or Milo gets kicked off and the police can't cancel his speaking event, saying it's not safe because the Muslims might attack it. I mean, this is dangerous, dangerous. This is the death of our country. And I mean, I'm serious. I hope all the leftists and people are proud of what you've done. My God, you people are the most unliberal trash I've ever imagined in my life. Keeping more of my money, living my own life, being able to defend myself, being able to make my own choices, that's liberal. Liberal means open, not banning words, not attacking families, not allying with jihadis. Marcus Tullius Cicero said, a nation can survive its fools, and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy of the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banner openly. But the traitor moves amongst those within the gate freely. His sly whispers, rustling through all the alleyways, heard in the very halls of government itself. For the traitor appears and not a traitor. He speaks in accents familiar to his victims, and he wears their face and their arguments. He appeals to the baseness that lies deep within the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of the city. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to fear. The traitor is the plague. The traitor is the plague. And this quote doesn't even finish that part. But you notice we Googled it. That's what it came up with. The traitor is the plague. The traitor. The traitor. The traitor. The traitor. But Obama's not a traitor. His people are traitors, those that go along with him. Even if you know the orders are wrong, but you follow them, you're not a bad person, you're still a traitor. Obama is the infiltrator. The infiltrator.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.